live. And you know what? I don't feel like winning the league right now.
No, I don't want to win the league either.
Yeah, I also don't wish to win the league.
Nobody asked you, Calgary.
But
yeah. Pokemon already podcast.
Aww. Yeah, fuck off, Calgary.
Hey. What are you doing? You had your chances.
Raise your voice.
I just wanted to be included.
Yeah, yeah, we get that every fucking year. Yeah.
I mean, good luck trying to get third, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. You're hard.
Jesus.
I'm like, sorry.
Go over there and sit at the little club's table.
Okay.
And try not to screw that up.
Yes.
Can I have a cookie?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Goddamn Calgary.
Honestly. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast. The podcast that is wondering, does anyone want to win the league? No? All right. Good luck. On this week's episode, we say farewell to the D. Recap not one, but two men's national team matches. Look at Decision Day and Ken Piel. Ooh, talk some NSL and more. Now to this week's panel. He thinks that there's a lot of punchable players in MLS. Say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
It's true. And you could have been talking about anyone, Kristen.
I feel like we talk about this particular person a lot, though. But maybe that's just... Although we don't talk about their team that much anymore, so that's true. That's fair.
And, you know, he's no like Landon Donovan or Michael Bradley or...
You None know, of them are playing anymore.
Well, yeah, indeed. Oh, yeah, Lionel Messi or fucking Son Heung-min or whoever, right? Yeah.
Oh, come on. Sonny's not punchable. He's too likable. Come on. Yeah.
I like that you're choosing violence so early, Dunk.
But I agree
Just
that...
Don't bring up shirt tugging.
I like that Kristen is tacitly agreeing that Messi is punchable. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know. Mm. But not Sonny. Come on now. He doesn't care anymore. He just wants the season to be over. And pick your season. It doesn't matter. It's Mark Hinglett.
It really doesn't. Just. I know. Like.
Is like, it December yet?
It's the battle of who could care less. And that's fucked up because like 2 months ago, we were talking about, oh, are they ever going to lose? Like, fuck.
I know.
Like, I understand when one takes your foot off the gas, but they've all taking their foot off the gas.
Like, seriously, did someone spike their oranges or something? Like, have they just been taking too much melatonin? Like, what is happening? I don't even understand it. It's so weird.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
As for me, honestly, I'm just waiting for November 15th. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep.
So there. I am your host, Kristen Knowles, and now to the show. First up, what's been happening? And a surprising amount. Well, I don't want to say surprising. There's lots of things going on.
All of these things were scheduled, Kristen.
I know.
So many things.
So many things. We will start off with the end of the D. TFC versus Zombie Chivas. Last Wednesday evening, and it finally happened. Toronto, honestly, just overwhelmed by a better team, even with top players missing for international duty. Toronto was missing some good players too. And honestly, this is something that my dad and I actually talked about when I was home briefly for a little bit of Thanksgiving visiting. How much, based on recent play, more mature play, how much they missed Richie Larea. And he's, again, when he's not always trying to draw fouls or fall down or whatever, and I've said this before, Richie's a decent player, right? Like, he's a good player. He makes that team better when he's not always trying to focus on you know, employing the dark arts. But it was something I do think they missed him. Also, he, by his nature, you know, does attract other players who are like, I'm sure every player in the league is like, how does this guy not have a red card. So I want to make this happen. You know, there's always someone, right? Like even watching the Canada matches, it was like, oh my God, again, these are friendlies, you guys. So I do think, I don't know if it, how much, but I do think it would have made a difference. I don't think they would have looked quite as lost as they did in this match. Now they've looked worse, you know, 2-0 lost could have been, possibly could have been a lot worse. Sean Johnson actually had a good decent game. Yeah, it's too bad. That was a lot of fun just in terms of, you know, how long can they keep this going? And the answer was, well, that was it. Eight games.
I think at least, wasn't it?
That 15 maybe. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm going to say 34.
Oh my God. Undefeated.
That's amazing.
The Invisibles.
Invisibles.
Yeah, no, that's not even mine. That belongs to friend of the show, Martin Bailey. Fucking genius.
Yes. Right.
Absolutely brilliant. I would like scarf the shit out of me for that, please. All of their faces.
Ooh, yes.
No losses, no wins. 34 draws. Still don't make the playoffs. It'd be amazing.
But yeah, like it was not completely unexpected. Although we were hopeful that they would get one of their traditional 1-1 results. It wasn't all bad. They weren't horrible, but they weren't as composed and put together as they have been. Is what it was. And again, yeah, it was a loss of some players. The Kosi Thompson penalty was not great. Sean John again, you know, with a save, that was great, but it just was just one of those games where no matter what, it was just not going to click. And so, you know, Robin Fraser put out a number of the younger players just for some energy, but also here, have some experience in this type of stadium with this kind of noise against a team like, you know, a decent team. You know, go see how you react to this, see how you play. And that's not a bad thing to do. You know, your season is lost. You might as well get some of the younger players some playing time in higher pressure situations, even though neither team has any pressure on them. The loss for this one really is the red to Coejo. So he won't play the last match of the season. This weekend at home, TFC finishing their season at home, which is kind of nice. Doesn't always happen. So that's unfortunate because again, he's usually pretty steady. I like Alonso a fair bit, so I'm sad to see him miss the final match, even though I won't be there because I'll be at work. But yeah, just one of those. Well, it had to happen kind of matches. Like, I'm not mad at it because you can't be mad at it because it's TFC in 2025. But it just would have been cool if they got the result, you know? That's my basic takeaway from it. And George Michael, all teams rolled together. That was his 200th MLS appearance.
Huh. Okay. That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the one thing you're talking there about the missing Richie Larea. I mean, it makes sense. We got a mediocre defense that's very injured, and he's been a big part of, you know, keeping it respectable. And the defense has been respectable over the last sort of few months there. So, it's fairly obviously going to miss him. They don't have a lot of experienced players. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew the wheels had to fall off eventually. This 8 consecutive draws is silly pants. I don't care what the fuck it is. Oh, by the way, the world record was held by Dundalk, 15 straight draws. So we were halfway there.
Dundalk, okay.
Yeah, Irish League.
Yeah.
15.
Yes. That's 15 draws, consecutive professional That feels pretty Irish League. That really does. And if anybody who's listening to it, you know I'm right. Like if you know, you know. And that sounds like something that would happen there. But anyway, yeah, like it was going to happen away from home against a pretty good home side, like sure, why not? And the funny part is I feel like just defensively they looked good, but it wasn't enough this time. And well, offensively, well, no goals. So that pretty much filled that blank in for me. It would have been nice just to kind of end this whole thing on something really quirky. Just because I feel like I know I've seen noticeable improvement, from game, we'll say 32, because I know this is game 33, from game 32 versus games 1 through 6. Like this is there is something here. And I don't know if it's just gelling a little bit better, if it's one or two players, it's probably one or two players. But just finding those pieces that fit this kind of an orthodox system. I'm not even sure what the system's like, how it's supposed to behave. I like the fact that it's counterattack based, but like if we can just add, like 0.75 goals a game.
Yes, right? Like
You know,
that's, it's
it's
not much,
the
but
diff like honestly, the difference isn't that much between being a team that ends the season with, eight or more draws of their last 10 games.
right? Like if
And
that was a different part of the season, right? That would be like, oh man, they're really like bringing things together, and this is, let's see if they can't like get to the next level with this. Like it just, I don't know. Like
yeah.
again, like this is, I really hope that this is, that they do seem serious about some off-season building, because they have, well, the moves haven't been like super spectacular thus far. They have done a bit of solid piece building, and like obviously we'll talk about this when the season is over, and once the final is over and official player release things happen and stuff. But I really do. I feel like there is an opportunity here for this team to at least not suck next season. You know what? I'll take it. I'll take them not sucking next season.
Yeah, I mean, I like as long as you can just find those, like I said, find those extra pieces. And I don't think this is like a huge, like a couple journeymen will do exactly what you need them to do. I'm not looking for a superstar. I'm not looking for a DP. Just find me two sort of kind of workhorse journeymen
Yeah.
who've got like another three or four good years in them, and find a place to slot one in at the back. Don't care which one. And maybe someone in the midfield. I'm not even sure where in the midfield. Just because I feel like the attacking power and creativity is there. It's just not, the opportunities aren't enough
Yeah.
to get us to that 0.75 goals a game that I so wistfully look
Does
toward.
George Michael have some friends?
Oh, I don't know the other guy in Wham. Either anyone can jump in.
Andrew Ridgeley.
Andrew Ridgeley. Yeah, I don't. Is there an Andrew Ridgeley in this league? I'm sure he'll come. But yeah, like, surely there's somebody he's played with. I don't care. I don't really care who it is. I don't care where they come from. We're closer to a playoff team, and I mean like 6, 7, 8 position.
Oh
Uh,
yeah,
then
like low
then
level playoff. Yeah.
we're closer to that than we are away from it. Like, so yeah, it's I just wanted the quirkiness to wrap up nicely.
I would say, we've looked defensively solid over the last half of the season, all these draws and everything. So I think, I kind of disagree with what they're saying. Well, yeah, we just need a couple of journeymen or what have you. It's like, I feel like we've got, it's the basic solid team, which could obviously be slightly improved, but the main thing is, you know, the attacking threat, you know, Bobby Anu, sure. DeAndre Kerr, Derek Etienne, which is even still here with these guys. I mean, they're just not good enough, are they? That's where we need, you know, if we're going to be getting this extra 0.75 of goals, it's going to have to be some kind of, that's, you know, you're just a DP superstar kind of guy is the one I feel like we got. You know, it seems like a reasonable base to things here with just the players and the coaching that we currently have. You know, they've shown competence. It's just no sort of star power and finishing. So I would be more on the, yeah, you know, let's bring in, and maybe not, right, let's splash like $10 million on some, you know, Lorenzo Insigne type. It's maybe more, you know, get people at the George Michael level. I mean, maybe that's what you're meaning by journeyman, Mark, but, you know, we've got a sort of DP level MLS journeyman. A couple of those. And, you know, up to the worst thing.
Yeah. I just feel like we're cool. And you know what? I'm not disagreeing with your suggestions that the issue could be up front too. Like I just kind of felt like if the service improved, those who are up front would have two more extra opportunities every game to score. That being mm-hmm. said, we could have plenty of opportunities and just need better finishers.
Yeah.
So like it's, I feel like this side is really, really close, but there's still obviously changes need to be made. That's all. So you know what? I hope you're right. I don't care who's right. I just hope one of us is right. Because I want to talk about a playoffs with this side. It's been a while.
I want to talk about them with a little more excitement. Again, I was asking, you know, we've been asking for boring and competent, and they've been giving that to us, and I appreciate that. And I hope, you know, we'll talk about their final game of the season later on in the show. But I would like to be more excited about the boring and competent, because it meant that maybe they won a game or two, or like, you know, like, so that's, again, I don't care if they win the league in the next few years or whatever. I would just like them to be like in the conversation or on the fringes of the conversation. You know, they're like they interject like a witty moment, and then everyone chats and they just stand back and drink their drink, and then they get to say something, and you know, they at least get to be part of the party, right? Like that's what I want. So,
fair.
All right. Well, speaking of things that didn't go as we hoped, men's national team versus the Aussies. That wasn't a very nice home game. I protest. I did not see all of this game because I was visiting the parentals, and part of the game we were eating dinner. Because my parents like to eat like they're on the continent, so we have dinner late. Not Spain late, but still. So we missed the first half. We saw the second half, which is, again, where the action happened. But Duncan, you said you watched you watched this game. Tell us all about it.
I did. You enjoy watching the baseball for the next couple of minutes until you see what just happened.
And, I love that Duncan's TV is so far ahead of my feed. This is fabulous.
We'll see how far it is. Who knows? But yeah, the Canada versus Australia game. You know, it wasn't terrible. But, you know, it wasn't particularly inspiring. I mean, I think obviously that Canada had most of the possession, which is something we generally don't do. And I'm not sure we're really set up for, oh, this is like the game that we want to play. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're playing against like teams that are just kind of sitting back defensively, it's one thing if like those teams are, you know, sort of CONCACAF, like, you know, Aruba type teams.
Right.
Or even, you know, say like El Salvador level teams, you know, like maybe right about 50th world ranking, what have you. But Australia are obviously a bit more competent than that. And then playing that kind of game. And yeah, we didn't really, there weren't really any sort of real clear-cut chances. I mean, that's harsh. I mean, Schappelberg should have scored. That was a clear-cut chance. Oh,
I saw the replay of that.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't... It could have been sharper up front, but, you know, it was an okay performance against a competent team that was sitting back and trying to just make it as difficult as possible. So can't complain too much. The Australian goal was obviously
The goal was so unfortunate.
For Nico Sigurd. Yeah. But, you know, aside from that, you know, Australia weren't getting massive chances either. So, you know, Canada looked competent. You know, again, hey, sort of Richie Larea was there for their defense, so that helped. So yeah, it's again, you know, it is what it is. It's somewhat disconcerting because you've got to think, right, we can get to the World Cup. There's going to be competent teams there, even ones that are maybe sort of ranked lower than Canada and are going to be trying to play defensively against us. They're going to be relatively confident. So hopefully we're going to be able to break those teams down. But it didn't happen here, but such is football.
Indeed. Yeah, that I felt so bad for Nico Seeger in that moment because he's been really solid. Like, he's sort of one of those rising stars for the national team, right? He's young still. He's what, 22? So he's got time to continue to develop and he'll, I think, based on his previous play, again, how he's been pretty consistent, like, that's not a mistake, I think, that's going to haunt him too much. It helps that it's a friendly. But I think he should, you know, shake that off and move forward pretty handily. Nice. So, like, that's a good thing. There were a couple times, Mark, did you watch some of the Australia match or none of the Australia match? I can't remember.
I watched most of it, I think.
Okay, so did you yell at Max a couple times?
No, because I'm at peace with Max Crippo. Max Crippo wants to go off his motherfucking line. I'm okay with that. There's not many players I trust coming off their motherfucking line. And Max Crippo is one of those players.
You have more trust than I do because I was like, Max, you get back.
To be fair, I'm more afraid that he will break his leg again than I am about him getting caught.
Fair.
I was more nervous about Borjan doing it. Than Crepeau. Crepeau always seems like he's just absolutely in utter calm control of the backfield, even when he has no business being calm.
That's true. He doesn't actually put forth a feeling of stress.
No, he seems like a reluctant general. Like, it's just so like body language. I don't know what he's like as a professional, but like just the level of almost like if he's going to run out for it, he's got this. I feel he's always got this. I did not scream. Maybe also because it was a friendly.
True.
You know, there's no stakes here. So
yeah, that's fair.
It is.
Shout out to the crowd and to the fans. Sold out stadium. Lots of good vibes. I admit I was happy for that one Australian fan they focused on when Australia scored their goal, because he was out there in full kit, you know, just like happy as can be, celebrating as he should be. And I was like, good for you. Congratulations, man. Like that's great.
Like full kit? Like
No. You're not, you're just more head to toe gear of any sort, like a hat and a scarf and a jersey, and I think his pants were yellow, but I don't think they were, you do you know what I mean, like it was just he was very much sorry, I did misspeak slightly.
I was excited for a full kit wanker
no, it was not quite to that extent. It was not But like it was just cool to see. I was like, yeah, you know what? Congratulations, dude. Like, that's great. I'm happy for you. You know, like good Voyageur support. The tailgate apparently was a lot of fun. Saw lots of pictures and posts and stuff from that. So that's really great. And that's what you want for games like that, right? Like, considering, you know, it's tough to get. I find it tough to sometimes fill a stadium on a holiday weekend. And they, again, it was sold out. We were getting messages up until like an hour before kickoff asking if we had tickets. We're just like, no, no, we don't. But it was, that was sort of a really interesting thing. I was like, this game means nothing. And people are like begging us for tickets. That was a nice moment. That was sort of just in terms of a home game and the vibes and everything. Again, result not what we wanted, but everything else pretty great. So, and then we turn our attention to last night, day before recording, Canada versus Colombia, and scrappy, scrappy, scrappy. Was a scoreless draw that fucking shouldn't have been, god damn it. That wasn't offside. Duncan, have you watched the offside call? What are your thoughts?
I did not, but you know, let's presume this person knows more than we do.
Duncan, I needed you to have watched the replay and then argue for the ref.
I did not watch the replay. No, I have not. I do
Damn
not
it,
see.
Duncan.
I can try and find it right now. And
all right, you go find it. Mark, you and I shall discuss.
Sure. What do you want to know?
What do you want to tell me? No, it's this was a again. So this was the match. So Dane St. Clair got the start as obviously Jesse Marsh rotating the keepers as he does, that was good. He had a solid match. He did a couple nice things. Again, Richie Larea had quite a good match. Did get a yellow card, and there was a brief moment during part of the match, one part of the match where it was like, oh shit, is he about to get a second yellow? This doesn't happen. Of course, it didn't happen because it's Richie Larea and he has magic powers over all referees, apparently. Regardless of what kind of match it is. But there was definitely, you know, it was a weird match in that, like, Mark and I were talking about this and that, like, there was stuff happening, and yet it was one of those matches you zone out while watching because the stuff happening wasn't necessarily captivating stuff most of the time. I don't know what it was. I think it was just maybe that, like, a lot of the first half, neither team seemed like they wanted to do anything. They just wanted to run around a lot. Yeah. And then, like, didn't, right? Like, there was a lot of running.
Like, I don't know if it was a case where, 'cause, like, again, I also had difficulty focusing on this match. And I think part of it looked like it was going to be a game that was played in between the two 18-yard boxes, mostly towards the Columbia end. I'm looking at the thought mob and it said Columbia had 60%. Now I realize in the second half, I know they did have more possession, but I didn't think it was that lopsided. Canada seemed to just be fucking with them everywhere outside of that 18-yard box. And then when it got anywhere near it, they'd lose it. But then they'd get it back somewhere just over the halfway line, and then they resume, and it went on like this for fucking 45 minutes.
Yes.
And then they blew the whistle. Oh, and then there was a couple like over dramatic falls on the ground. I hope that one player is okay with his completely destroyed knee. That, yeah, Larea did lash out at him, but I don't know if he actually made any contact with him. But he was grabbing his knee like he was dead. You know, like his career's over. And of course he got up and he was fine. But yeah, that aside from that, it was just nothing really happened for, like, weirdly. And it was a good match, but nothing happened. So it was easy to tune out and you know, fall down a rabbit hole on Wikipedia about anything.
I was like, I thought maybe you were looking up, you know, like Hamish Rodriguez and remember when he was a thing. Like they had to reference that like 27 times. You know, oh, the last time Canada and Colombia played and the young Hamish Rodriguez, and you know, and they had to bring up the World Cup. They just, I get it. He was super, we all talked about him for a time because
okay,
it was a, you know, he was something to watch. And it's not that he's not still a good was player. He is.
Back in 2014 or something? Or which World Cup was that?
I'm trying to remember.
Was it got 2014? Injured, I think so. Yeah.
2018?
Maybe, but don't know.
Anyway, Duncan, have you watched the replay yet?
News, I did track down the replay, and I think I would bet it's very touch and go, but it's probably offside, and you know, these guys know what they're doing. And pay attention, Kristen. Pay attention.
Does that have to do with the basing and the ballings?
The basing and balling is happening again, yes.
Is it what's happening in the American cricket? Is the Toronto County team taking care of the Seattle County team?
Oh, on a wild pitch?
Currently.
Oh,
you just seen the wild pitch now?
LBW? It's got to be LBW. That's the sound Kristen makes when, you know, like before wicket. I can tell.
They nearly got a six, but it wasn't quite a six.
It wasn't quite. I thought it was about to be, but it wasn't quite. But I'll take that.
I mean, two runs is fine.
Oh, well, anyway.
Anyway, back to the soccering.
Yes.
So it ended up a nil-nil draw. I think it's fair just considering just the weird vibe of the game, quite frankly. 2014. It was 2014.
That was
last
eternity
time.
Ago.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That really was. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that was kind of funny, other than seeing like the occasional Canadian in the stand, was holy shit, that was a lot of yellow. just to see. I saw someone online being like, I didn't know there were that many Colombians in New York. And I was like,
and this was like they played this exact game in 2014.
Yeah.
I was there, and yeah, there were a lot of Colombians then as well.
Yeah.
It was one
same
of those
stadium and everything. Yeah, yeah. Yes, like yeah, it's exactly the same match.
And when I was there, it was all just kind of like very confusing because it was just like every now and again, it was just like all of a sudden, it's like oh shit! So the Colombian fans seem as if they're really fucking excited, and it's kind of like oh, there's a stoppage in play, and they're just taking pictures of the crowd on the big screen, and that's like getting the crowd excited. So you know, it does seem it was a bit more of a hey, well, it's kind of a sort of touristy. It's Columbia Day in New York. Everyone's just going to get together for the event rather than they were serious football watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether
but why
it's the
not,
same
right?
This time around or not. Absolutely, yeah. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, that's why they schedule these friendlies to, a lot of the cash that it brings in is going to be people who are like, oh, well, I'm Colombian. I should go to this. Yes. Rather than, you know, people who are there just to seriously sit and, oh, very nice. And just calmly and quietly watch a football game.
I'm sorry. Duncan, how are you not talking about the voice Kristen did leading into this? That was so good. I'm like, oh, she's... Are you taking classes? That was really very good. You know, other person casted... dumb fan. I didn't know there was so many. Like, I loved it. I want more of it. When can that person come back on the show? That was so good.
Yes.
I didn't even know they played soccer in New York. Like, I want to ask that person questions.
Oh no. I'm sorry.
Did you even know you could buy yellow shirts? So. I realize I'm turning into a really crappy Seinfeld, and I don't mean it, but it's just the voice is so good.
And unexpected, so.
Can you be offside and offside? What's the deal?
All right, stop bogarting my voice.
I've got plenty. I don't
you've taken it and made it your own. It's fine. You go ahead.
I had one that was like Kermit the Frog slash Ray Romano for a while.
Oh, jeez.
So. Yeah, it was pretty good. But like it was.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, now that you hear it, it's pretty
good. Now that sounds like Kristen. Yes.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm Tony Walsh. Like,
oh, yeah. When did Tony get here?
Spurs.
Zip like, zap.
Zip zap. Hey ho.
It's like he's here in the room with us.
I didn't mean
if we were in a room.
If we were in a room, he would be in it with us. That's
yes, true. For sure. I didn't mean to devolve this.
It's a good voice, devolution. So. I like it. All right, but let's move on to KNPL catch up. And as we've mentioned several times now, it's like no one wants the top spot conclusively. I mean, the opportunities have been there multiple times for both teams. And yet. We keep getting these lame ass fucking draws. I don't understand. Hamilton maybe put their foot off the gas a little bit. You know, they figured they had first locked up, or I don't know. But Ottawa have no excuse for their behavior. Like, again, although I guess kudos to the Seagulls for playing spoiler in a sense, for continuing to be like, yeah, we lost the Voyageurs Cup, but we got some cool news. So fuck you all. We're going to keep playing good. And no, Ottawa, you can't take over first place for 1 week because we're going to fuck with you. Because if Ottawa had won, they'd be in first. And I don't.
Yeah. Like,
a one
they would have
like a draw against the Seagulls.
Against the Seagulls.
Yes. I don't understand. Did they bond over their shared? Oh, cool! You play youth players too. That's awesome. Like, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on.
Look,
somebody help me.
This is just so bizarre. The way that this is kind of whimpering into the end of the season, and I would like to give a big thumbs up to Halifax for being the first team to get a win in two fucking weeks in this league.
Seriously, and a decisive win at that.
They're like, oh, these are goals, and they just kept going. And I mean, Valor, you know, whatever. But yeah, draws everywhere else, guys. It was like it's not like, you know, people are talking about you at school, but they should be, and making fun of you behind your back.
100%.
The way this is going, it's like, come on, guys, you're embarrassing us. You're embarrassing us a little bit. I mean, you know, Halifax. Like, I mean, if they could steal third, like that would be glorious, because that would also look good on you, Calgary.
Yeah. Well, and the YU guys, like, they had to come back to draw against the Aquamen. They had to come back late in the second half. They scored. They tied it up in injury time. I was like, are you, like, it's the Aquamen. They're terrible. You don't want home field advantage for your one playoff match? Like, come on.
People in that little chunk of thing, the third, fourth, fifth, they want to be, you know, they want to get that fifth position so that they're the ones that can make history and go through.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they're going to go through and beat everybody away from home. You're going to be, you know, going to be the team that eventually makes it from that fifth position.
To hang your hat on, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You're going to beat five, then four, then three. Then two or one, whichever way it goes out. So, yeah, they're going to do the whole fucking thing. Somebody's going to do it. You've got to finish fifth before you can try that. So, That's what they're all going for.
I mean, please. You know, I just appreciate the fact that
I would suggest this should be Hamilton's next thing. I know you've won the whole thing, however many god many times. You keep winning, they keep finishing first, however many times. Come on, do something interesting. Finish fifth and then win the playoffs that way.
Oh my god.
Come on, Hamilton.
Oh my god. I would celebrate that harder than everything. And I know for fact I could talk Mary into at least one or two away games. For sure. She's like, after she goes to the first one and they win, she's gonna look at me and go, you know, we need to go see the other one. I'm like, yes, we do, honey. Yes, we do. And that would be amazing. I mean, the only thing that really disappoints me at the idea of York being the team that does this is that that will be the end of the Vengabus for the season, that is still the fucking best goal song. I don't want to say the world, terrible. But it's fucking top five.
It's awful. It makes me laugh.
That's the thing, though. It's so fun and bouncy and ridiculous and absurd and saccharine pop for a team that deserves none of that.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, why not? Could you imagine? There's got to be at least one person who was convinced to go back to a game because they heard Vengabus three times at the last game. And I, you know what? Fuck it. I would be, if I was on the fence, it's like, but that Vengabus is a really good goal song. Yeah, I want to feel that again. You know, I want to feel that one more time. They got to hear the Vengabus in the 95th minute to salvage a draw. I mean, fucking party on, guys. That's amazing. Anyone who hates it, you don't like it. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, you know, point to the pitch where they hurt you, because like that is fun. When I heard that York was doing it, I legitimately got upset, and I know I said to Alan, why didn't we have Vengabus? I know he fucking hated that idea, but he also knew I was right. Absolutely not. He's like, yeah, but it's pretty good. He's like, yeah, this. Anyway, we have a whole postseason about to happen.
I mean, I've got to say, I mean, hopefully you still have some kind of influence with the Burton Street Battle Lions. No. I mean, you know, just because they're not playing over the loudspeaker, you know, you guys can all sing that.
Mark. Remember Bohemian Rhapsody?
I mean, okay, first off, brilliant. I know. Secondly, no, I have no influence. Thirdly, it seems like they have a goal song for each individual player.
What?
Right, because there was one game where they smashed somebody 4-0, and there was four different songs, but it was four different goal scorers. And it wasn't like, oh, four different pop hits. I'm pretty sure Borges came out, song was Fly Me to the Moon, which I thought was fucking weirdly awesome. like it's a great song about, you know, dreams, but it also is a bit of a mood killer. You just scored it. By me too. Swing. Like, no. Higher tempo. You're looking for the techno remix.
I was gonna say, was there a ska remix of that? I don't know.
Like... I look, anyone who wants to start a band, just contact me. I have very little musical ability, but I will fucking want it so hard. We'll be
It's true. He really would.
I'll be the lead singer or the drummer. I don't give a shit. Anyway, not the point.
No, you can be the requisite dance on stage dude.
No.
Every ska band has. No.
No, I am not the dancing guy. Not with these knees. I can't fucking do that for 90 minutes.
Oh.
But I appreciate that. And also somebody else who could actually like keep up that momentum could do it. I haven't fully quite figured out the Forge score goal scoring music, but that's what it seems to be. And Borges hasn't scored another goal in front of me to notice that that's actually his goal song. So whatever. But everybody should be on the Venga bus, honestly. Like, can are the Venga boys still together? Can you just bring them in for a fucking halftime? Oh, you're not talking about it. I mean, if you don't want to go on a roller coaster in Ohio, I don't, then you must want to go in York University. Like, just perfect. No notes.
Anyway, keep watching, Kristen.
So the final, while Kristen's watching baseball and enjoying her baseball.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for real. American cricket, right? Every game on Saturday. He did hit Saturday, a six
this time. Woo!
Nice. Every game on Saturday will kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern. Forge will be hosting York. Halifax will be hosting Ottawa. Pacific will be battling Valor for absolutely no reason. And Vancouver, hopefully, will be rubbing in Calgary's face.
Pacific versus Vancouver. Yeah, okay.
No, put that one on the TV. Pacific Valor, Vancouver, Calgary.
Pacific Valor, put that one on one soccer's main
channel. Oh, yeah. Tearson.
Yes. Jimmy. Oh, my God. Tens of people will tune in.
One of them will write an angry tweet. Why this?
But, like, so, like, we'll, like, I guess I had it for the bottom of the show, but we could talk about it now if you want. Because
I jumped the queue.
No, that's fine. It's fine. This is a fluid show. It's whatever. It's not like we don't go off on excessive digressions for any reason. So there's two things to be decided on decision day, and that is Hamilton or Ottawa for the top spot. And then anything between third and fifth is possible. Depending on what the why you guys. Actually, Calgary. Does Calgary have third?
Not quite.
No, because Halifax could do it. Halifax is two, yeah. Because I was looking at the YU guys, and I was like, oh, what are their respective, like, win-loss records and goal differentials and stuff? So Calgary would, like, just pip the YU guys, I think.
I mean, everything about this would be fucking hilarious.
If it just all flipped?
Well, Forge shit the bet against York.
Yep.
Halifax do the business against Ottawa. So 1-2 lose. Calgary shit themselves over Vancouver. and Pacific and Valor have one of the greatest games in the history of football.
Right? Exactly. Mm. Like, this is, I want all of this. Like, I am 100% taking my tablet to work with me pretty much all weekend. Just
16-17 for Valor. Like, four hat tricks, three Olympicos, like, just glorious, just absolute FIFA on easy mode, just crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then those 10 people who were watching it on TSN Game of the Week, so happy that they didn't anger tweet at TSN. I just for the limping of the end of the season, like, why don't we just put this shit in a fucking blender and see what comes out and enjoy it.
100%. All right. Well, before we move on then, so then I am going to ask I know what our dream scenarios and stuff are, but honest gut answer, who's taking the top spot, Hamilton or Ottawa?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Hamilton's going to finally de-wedge their heads out of their asses and put up a win when
I just don't see Ottawa with, I don't know, the fire right now. So I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun finish to the end.
Yeah.
I hope. Jesus.
Yeah, seriously. Right. Yeah.
Jesus, please. Christ, don't let me down.
I know. I'm just like, oh God, please don't let it be like the most boring, worst Saturday ever.
Oh yeah. No, like that. I suspect York Hamilton is the TV match. So if that ends up scoreless, why not? You know?
Yeah. Just,
Fuck it.
All right. Okay, so NSL, who are also, you know, in their last week of the season, they're not doing, I don't know if they just didn't set it up that way. Only six teams, didn't seem like they needed to. I don't know. So there isn't a final singular day. It's just several matches over the next few days. And obviously, Toronto has the top spot sold up, you know, sewn up long ago. But similar to the CanPL is second through fourth. Because, again, anything can happen. Because Montreal has an opportunity to take the spot, third spot away from Vancouver. I don't know, based on goal differential and home run, I don't think they can get Ottawa, but maybe. But like Vancouver could get Ottawa. Do you know what I mean? Like, and they could all move around. Anything can happen in those games. So we've got Ottawa. Sorry, yeah, Ottawa. I just forgot. Ottawa and Halifax played tonight. Never mind.
Yep. Ottawa won 2-1.
2-1. Well, they did what they needed to do to try to stay in second. So now they've got to hope that Calgary did win their last match. So anyways, Calgary, Vancouver tomorrow night, and then the big finale match of the season is Toronto, Montreal at noon. That'll be actually that's some good timing in terms of getting everyone to be available to watch, really, I'd say. So noon on Sunday. And
noon on Sunday. Jesus.
Yeah. I know. It's weird, but also not. Like,
I guess it depends on the crowd you're trying to attract and everything, but fuck, yeah. You know, noon on Sunday, who's awake and ready to be paying attention to things at noon on a Sunday? I mean, you know, I'm nearly 50. I often am, but yeah. I'm still working my way through the newspaper and the crossword puzzle.
And the crossword, that's true. Well, oh, that's true. There's the cryptic and everything.
Exactly,
so.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, if you wish to watch, so tomorrow night's match, day after recording, Calgary, Vancouver, TSN, ESPN, and NSL.ca, and then the Toronto Montreal match on Sunday, CBC, RDS, NSL. Anyway, easy to watch, but it's really been a fun first season for the NSL. I think, you know, we'll do a proper sort of wrap up once the season is over before the final on the 15th. There is that first round of playoffs. But I think, you know, decent quality of play, really good home crowds pretty consistently, which I think is weirdly almost more important, is that people showed up for these matches and week after week, not just like, oh, this is a cool new thing. No, they kept coming back. And I think that's really, really important overall for the growth of the league, for the sustainability of the league, but also just, you know, sort of to show how important women's sport is, that people will come out for it. You put a decent product on the pitch. It's been a really fun first season. I'm really looking forward to the final. That should be great, having it at BMO Field. Hopefully, you know, weather gods are nice to everybody. Hint, hint, weather gods. because it's, you know, it's at two o'clock. Like the sun, the proverbial mid-November sun should be out. Also, as I mentioned before, there is a men's national team match 2 days before that. So come to town and see two matches. Go to BMO, hang out, see your friends, just have like a soccery good time for mid-November and just enjoy yourselves. There's lots of opportunity to partake of the footy of the Canadian variety. So it'll be good times. Yeah. I do wonder, I feel like Vancouver, because they're playing Calgary, right? I know they're playing in Calgary, but I think Vancouver might take that second spot away from Ottawa.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Calgary's not good at home or on the road. every game, it may as well be a road game. And
this is true.
Honestly, I sometimes wonder how they got 26 points. It kind of depends on which Vancouver team shows up. If the Vancouver team that we see, like that has looked good most of the year, shows up, yeah, they're going to walk over Calgary like 3-1. Mm-hmm. 3-0. We've also seen Vancouver look like, so what do I do with this ball thing? And just like look completely toothless. And that doesn't happen, but it seems like when they lose, that's the one that shows up. So I think they're due to play one of those games.
Yeah, actually they've been a little too consistent lately. You know, their last three, they lost a couple, and now they sort of seem to have figured things out for a little bit. So, you know, a draw, two wins in a row, maybe it's time to stumble again.
Yeah.
But you know, Calgary's either winning or losing. There is no middle ground.
If I was a betting person, yeah, Vancouver just stomps them.
Yeah. And then I don't see Toronto losing to Montreal in this match.
I don't see Toronto fully giving a shit.
Well, there's that too. They don't have to. They can put out whoever they want.
The C team could go out and
That's a good point. Maybe Toronto does lose.
Like that, like,
or draws.
I mean, whatever. Like let's be fair, right? You know, you don't really want to lose in front of your home fans.
No, and you know, and the rivalry and everything, you know, Montreal.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time too, it's like if you're doing person management, I almost said man management, and I didn't want to get a punch. Person management, or carrot.
I promise
carrot.
Not to mail you a carrot. You won't wake up to a carrot head.
It'll be a carrot. It'll be a severed carrot at the foot of my bed. If you're doing that, the management of like, give these players a rest, give these players a run out, like this is exactly the time you do it before the playoffs. You've locked it up. You're at home. Like the only teams you're pissing off by doing that are Vancouver and Ottawa.
That's true.
Cause you're harping in on their turf.
I mean, that could be sort of a fun little, which one of you, cause they'll know, right? See, that's the interesting thing about, and I don't know if that has to do with stadium availability and things like that, which it probably does, but like everything is known now, right? Like they don't, so that's actually, I expect that next year they will have a final day where everybody plays at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like it is a little bit weird that.
No. More things are happening in the American cricket, Kristen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Well, it's about time he did some stuff.
He's had a good game today.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he has, actually. Oh, that is a really pretty sky, too. Sorry, I'm totally distracted by, like, the beautiful sunset outside of the stadium. I'm such a squirrel sometimes. Ooh, pretty. What's that over there? Oh yes, get the jacket on. The jacket.
And sort of more of the sunset in the sky when he's walking through the dugout.
Oh, gonna, man.
Wow. Way to go, Seattle.
That's pretty. Look at that. His glove matches part of the sky. That was nice. Sorry for our listeners. Duncan and I are easily distracted by
the baseball. They got the baby blue, and then sort of Guerrero's got a pink sort of elbow pad on and everything. The two of them together, yeah, it's very much like the sky.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Lovely. But yeah, so I find I actually do, because again, like it's only a semifinal into the final kind of thing, but there are ramifications. Like, it is interesting to the choice to not have all the games on the same day. And I expect that next year they will change that. That would just be my guess. Anyway. Final. Good job though, NSL and KMPL, for coordinating your last week at the same time, at least. Obviously, KMPL has a more extended playoff scenario thing, but I kind of like that. I like that both of the leagues are going to end in and around the same time. I think that's good. Just in terms of, I don't know. I think that sort of thing, you kind of want to have that coordinated in a way. I you know, like the leagues don't really talk much, but probably more now that KMPL continues to look over at what Diana's doing and being like, God damn it. But yeah, I think that part is good coordination. And something that hopefully they kind of can work together towards in coming seasons. Just because I think you can promote both leagues that way, being like, you know, Canadian soccer starts now, you know, sort of thing. This is the kickoff weekend, or this is the kickoff to, you know, couple days sort of thing. You know, maybe one league kicks off on one, you know, like I think if they do something like that going forward, if they can talk, you know, be friendly enough with one another. Super is obviously, you know, sharing ground with the Roses, and maybe we'll hopefully see more of that. Obviously, you know, Halifax will see more of that with some of the other teams, and just like better partnerships. And I think that could be, you know, I think that could be really good. So I hope that this is, like, just think about it. If you have like, you know, Canada Soccer Weekend for kickoff or for the finals, like what if both finals were held the same weekend? Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, what you're asking for is an absurd amount.
Is it?
And, well, I feel like the CFL figured it out for a minute and a half by having the Vanier Cup and the Grey Cup nearly like back to back or something like that, which I thought fucking genius. You literally have a festival of hut-hut football. Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm.
And of course, somebody got their shit in a twist, and it lasted, I think, like 2 years. And like, okay, good idea, everyone. Well done. You created an event that would be worth traveling for as a neutral and just took it away. So whatever, you guys do you. If they were to ever get their shit together like that in this league situation, that would be spectacular, but I think it just sounds good on paper rather than practice. And it's like, I would love to see it at least once, or at least try to do it once. But I think part of the problem is, like, just hypothetically speaking, if Ottawa was, say, to be the place where both finals happen, is everybody traveling for that game? Can enough people travel to make this worthwhile? I still kind of feel like the whole idea of the neutral site game is while super admirable, I can't speak for the NSL, but for the CAMPL, I don't like. I can't see that happening, just because the community of promoting, like getting together and rallying around, shall we say, men's club soccer, is not the same as the community who are rallying around women's club soccer.
Yeah, I mean, when it's like Winnipeg's turn to host the neutral venue final and everything, you know, out of two teams that aren't Winnipeg that make the final, because Winnipeg's obviously not going to. Is all their friends going to travel to Winnipeg for the game?
I mean, Winnipeg has some cool things. Winnipeg has Canada's other horror bookstore.
Well, you're just trying to angle your way into Ross' job.
I mean,
you said that their other bookstore. What's the other one then?
Well, I work at Canada's first horror bookstore here in Toronto.
Ooh,
Little Ghosts.
Do tell, Kristen. Do tell.
Little Ghost Books on Dundas West. You should visit. For those of you that like, yeah, exactly. It is beautiful. It's our season too, so you know you should really come visit.
Hauntingly good prices and selection.
Wow.
Look, nobody else was doing it. Somebody had to do it. Otherwise, it's a weird thing that we're
it's like we got, what's his name? Christopher Lee? Am I
yes!
thinking of?
Christopher Price. Lee. Vincent Price.
Yes, Vincent Price. It's like we got Vincent Price to do that that little thing there.
Oh my God. Man, for a while there, he did ads for everything. It was great. It was like, I don't know why Vincent Price is doing a commercial for this. I don't care because it's Vincent Price. And he can do whatever he wants. Oh.
It's true.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. I think like we don't even know what the CAMPL hasn't released the playoff schedule yet, has it? No.
No.
That's annoying. All the fucking teams can't decide. Well, are we going to finish first? Are we going to finish third?
No, you take it.
No, no.
No, you take it.
Yeah, that's true. But there's
all the way down the fucking table.
Like a framework. No, I guess not. Interesting. Well,
even Vancouver is at the bottom going like, I could still be sixth. Like, fuck off. Yeah, mathematically. But really? No. Really? No. Really?
Anyway, so final week for both CAMPL and the NSL, so lots of goodness to enjoy, hopefully at NSL goodness, but we'll see if the CAMPL can get its act together on Saturday and give us like something fun. But let's move on to what we're talking about. Oh, that guy has a very intense stare. That was terrifying to look up at. All right. And what we're talking about, and we are going to start with some CAMPL stuff. And the Seagulls. Ah, nerds.
What did they do, the Seagulls, Kristen? Trying to gloss over the clear and obvious fact that
the Seagulls.
Buddy's eyes went to the.
The Seagulls managed to back their way into the
Seagulls
sea cute.
Did something good and then something not good at the same time. Like,
What so, an emotional roller coaster.
Yes. They qualified for the 2026 CONCACAF Champions Cup.
It's like
that's
they hit
right.
a six, but not actually an out six, but they ran six runs, but then somebody got run out on the last one. Right? Oh.
Yes. So they shouldn't. They shouldn't be in the tournament because they're the Seagulls and they're terrible. And they lost the Voyageurs Cup. However, the Whitecaps did something cool and that elevated their place, which means
they finished first.
No.
Like overall in the whole league?
Oh, they no. Well, they was it
Western Conference?
Top of the East, top of the West?
Yes.
I'm presuming West.
Fucking
yes,
hell.
West,
are you kidding
yes.
me? That's how the Seagulls get in this? Are you?
No, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Just because I'm just like imagining like the seagulls versus like fucking
Tigres or whatever.
Tigres, whoever. Yeah. I'm just getting absolutely fucking crushed by some Mexican team.
Duncan, can you imagine that your first foray into Europe and you play the Whitecaps again?
No.
That would be such a fucking slap in the face. Oh, no. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That would be so mean.
We accidentally tripped into this fucking thing and you reward us by the same match. Both games are going to be played at fucking BC Place because there's no dome out in Langley.
Oh, God. Good point.
In winter. Oh, my God. Both games are going to be played in fucking BC Place, regardless of who they're playing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is very Calgary true. Calgary can
qualify for this, too. That way, BC Place gets three games. That's fucking Calgary.
Anyway,
holy shit.
Yeah, Austin Celtic beat LAFC, which meant that Vancouver took top spot of the Western Conference. And because they already qualify because of getting that means the next best team in the Voyagers Cup gets the spot. How, and that's the Seagulls.
The Voyagers Cup.
How and why and when did this start that Canadian teams can get spots through MLS?
I think because they won the conference. That's why.
Right, but it always used to be that the Voyageurs Cup was the only way Canadian teams qualified. So didn't matter what you did in MLS.
I think when it became the C-cubed, I think they changed a couple things.
Yeah, so basically to maximize, I guess you could say, MLS, Canadian teams, if you qualify via MLS, you qualify via the league, then you forfeit the cup pass to somebody else.
Right. So yeah, it used to be you couldn't qualify for the via the league, but I guess the change. Yeah, I guess when they made it, we need to get 60 teams qualified for the CQ, which then makes sense.
Now I'm a little disappointed that that Pacific are so dog shit. Because wouldn't it be hilarious if that the entire
Vancouver teams,
all the fucking BC teams, are what it represents Canada in fucking Europe? And I mean,
that would be awesome.
That
actually
really would be fucking hilariously awesome.
All three teams playing at BC Place.
Yeah, all again.
Yeah, oh yeah, that would be so okay. Good.
Okay, hear me out. I would if they were smart enough to do a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I would book a vacation to go see all three games. I don't give a shit who.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the sickest. And I know it can't happen because Pacific are dog shit. But my God. See, this is what I want. I want, because all the fucking clubs are so fucking far away from each other, I want to take advantage of it when you can kind of converge them and make a weird little fucking festival of this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
yeah.
Make it a little more realistic. Well, yes and no. But, Hamilton, York, and Toronto, TFC. TFC are clearly the weak link in that thing. We're not going to qualify for anything
that's
soon.
That's true.
But, 100%.
But, you know what I mean. You see what I'm saying, right? And this is,
Montreal, Supra, and Ottawa. We're kind of close enough.
Yes, sure. It's French-ish, yeah.
Yeah, give Ottawa to Montreal.
Again, the impact of the weak link in that one, aren't they?
Yeah, this Montreal team is going to need somebody to be angry at. Why not at the Ottawa? Because we're only angry at them that they're just so useless at being at the top. Holy shit. How many more goals does What's-His-Face need to score before you guys become first place? Not enough. Set the record, Salter, Sam, Samuel,
Sammy.
Anyway. Yeah, footballing tourism notwithstanding.
Yes.
This is so fucking hilarious that's how Vancouver FC, the league's eighth place team out of eight, are going into Europe. And why the fuck not? They deserve to be there.
I know. I love it so much.
They deserve it. they deserve to be there. As much as I hate to say it, that's the rules, and I'm here for it.
They qualified themselves all the way to the Voyageurs Cup final.
That's so incredible.
So good.
Truly is incredible. You guys better be making half and half scarves. That's how good this is.
Yes.
Remember when Pumas killed us? Oh, I got the scarf. Yeah, now you assholes are going to know what it feels like. Get beat out of you by Liga MX teams. Oh, well, Hamilton? Yeah, it's a fucking annual tradition.
That's true. That's very true.
It's like when you remember the anti-piracy ads for, like, in movies where they were talking to some, like, key grip, and he's like, oh yeah, I work with Nick Cage and I've worked with Tom Cruise and I've worked, like, he's name dropping all these people that he was on set for movies that they shot, and it was like, oh, if you pirate, you hurt his wages. It's Van, like, we are that. Forge is that.
In terms
of Europe. It's like, oh yeah, we've played Montreal Impact, we've played Toronto FC, we've played Cruz Azul, that was a good one. We played Chivas, oh, class act, and we played Monterey. Leaving out the part where we absolutely got stomped by almost all of them. but yeah, like that's what I Vancouver, enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, brilliant. This is the best news of the night.
Yeah, it really, like, when I saw the first post about it, I took so long to send you guys anything about that because I was like, surely someone's having a laugh, like, this can't be real. And then I was like, oh no, wait, MLS rules make no sense, and thereby the trickle down effect of rules making no sense, they're in. So it's so good. Oh, anyway, something to look forward to in the winter. Delightful. The CAN XNT, the women's national team, have a couple matches coming up, and they announced the squad. So yay for a 24-player squad facing Switzerland and the Netherlands. Was it next Friday and the following Tuesday? Yes. So Friday against Switzerland, the 24th, and the 28th against the Netherlands. The XNT get a nice little trip to Europe to hang out and play some soccer, you know, da da da. Woohoo, why not? Couple NSL call-ups. Kaylee Hunter, Emily Burns. Sydney Collins is back, which she hasn't played. Well, she hasn't been in the national team. Has she even played in a year? Anyways, she's been injured. She's been, like, seriously injured. So that's kind of cool to see her back for this, see how she's doing, see if this can be a permanent return, see how her development continues. A lot of usual suspects. Ashley Lawrence, who is now the Canadian with the most appearances in the Champions League. She's great. I love Ashley, so really happy to see that. Shalina Zdorsky, obviously we've got Kaylin Sheridan, who, god, I love her, she's such a wing nut. Keepers are so strange, and she's the best. Sabrina D'Angelo, Emily Burns, Jade Rose, and Jade Riviere. So both Jades. All the Jades. Gaddy Carl, that's great. Marie Levasseur, Zara Chavoshi. Oh god, I butchered your last name, Zara. I'm so sorry. Chavoshi. There we go. Jesse Fleming, gotta have Jesse. Although you gotta think, and I say this as somebody who loves Jesse Fleming, how many more years does she have in her career? She's getting up there. Right?
She's what? Seven. She's...
Is she that young? Holy shit.
Yet.
I thought she was, because, god, how old was she when she made her national team debut then? She's
probably
a baby.
Like 15 or 16 or something.
I'm so used to seeing her. So in my head, she's in her 30s. Jesse, no. I am so sorry. I apologize. I apologize. I know. I'm the worst.
Pissing off the entire team.
I really am. Left, right, and center. Yeah. So sorry. I'm embarrassed for me and for the two of you to have listened to that.
I know.
It's true. I'm very sorry. Let's see here. Yeah. So Kaylee, Florian Jord of PSG. That's good for her. Julia Grosso. Yay. Aladu. Emma Regan. Also from AFC Toronto. Jordan Heidema. That's good. I'd like to see her continue to get called. Adriana Leon. Nichelle Prince, Livia Smith, who is so far still healthy. I literally am crossing my fingers as I say it because it's so stressful for me to see. I like every time she gets called the national team, I'm like, please don't get hurt again. Please don't get hurt again. Because she's having a pretty decent season. Janine Becky, sorry, Janine Sonis. Evelyn Vienz. Holly Ward, who should, if the NSL is doing Rookie of the Year, I think Holly Ward probably has it locked up, but she's been great. And then, yeah, we're missing, you know, missing a bunch of players, missing a handful of players due to injury. Probably the big one, well, it's always sad to see Kadisha Buchanan, who I think had a setback, but Vanessa Gilles, who got injured a couple weeks ago. We were watching, actually, Bayern play when I was in Cornwall. My dad's like, where's Vanessa? I'm like, she's hurt. Pay attention. Oh, sorry. Lucien Prull also hurt. And then a couple players who are like doing the, we told the college that we would stay in school for this. We're sorry. So they won't be playing. Anyway, both the matches are going to be.
College. God damn. Just drop out.
Honestly. Jesus. Education. You'll surely have a long, long career in football. What exactly. Do you need an education for? You don't need a fallback.
You're playing at a national team level. You're pretty much guaranteed a lucrative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Riches are yours.
You'll be set up for life within 2 years from now. Never mind after like 10 years.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Mm. I mean, you could start your own league. That's possible. Although she did go to school and get a degree. Never mind. Yeah. So they'll be on OneSoccer/Fubo. And doesn't look like, no, TSN's not doing these ones, but that's fine. They're pretty easy to track down. This is most of the usual suspects with some good youth mixed in, both rising stars, but also some rising stars coming from the NSL as well, which is really nice to see. I like that Casey Stoney is grabbing some players from there. And this is about the, you know, barring the injured players, this is about the mix I would expect to see for this team, regardless of whether it's a friendly or a meaningful match, because they have to remain ready for the meaningful matches. And Casey's going to continue to try out some of these young players or players who have, you know, found a footing of late, which is really good. And again, I'm excited to see Sydney Collins back. That's a nice little moment is what that is for me. Mark, which Jade kit are you going to wear?
That's a good point. Well, probably the Riviera one, because I've not had a chance to get a rose one yet.
Oh, I thought you had one of each.
No, I've got
for some reason.
It's Adriana Leon.
And that's Jade. Right. That's right.
I'm going to say you should just get Jade on the back, but they're spelled differently.
They're spelled differently, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get two parentheses put around the Y.
yes.
The number thing is going to be a fucking mess, though. It's like... 13 question mark 20 question mark. I'm not even sure what the numbers are, but speaking of Adrienne Leon and ages, she's the grandpa of this team. She's 33 she's the oldest player on this team.
Yep.
Right behind Jesse Fleming is like middle.
I don't know why I thought she was so much better.
How is Jesse Plemons not retired yet?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because assuming she's healthy,
why do I
play
try?
Another 5 years. I was just, whole age
so thing. Embarrassing.
Like, oh, my God. When did Adrienne Leon become the sage veteran of the side? So, anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they have finally kind of that whole bronze, golden generation has essentially now, Sinclair moving on. All right. They're actually done. It's like her and Scott and Matheson, McLeod, all those guys. Okay. They sort of moved on to a newer generation. Would Buchanan be older than Leona? If she were fit?
Oh, Kadisha's.
And so she's still like Jesse Fleming-esque young. Just maybe early 30s, I'd say. I don't know.
Maybe. No. Let's see.
Kadisha. I would guess it's like 28, 29 maybe.
Kadisha Buchanan. Kadisha Buchanan, 30.
She's 30. Okay.
Yeah. Or almost 30. She'll be 30 next month.
So 29 then. Yeah.
She's 29. There we go. Never mind. Under 30 still. Mm. Yeah. I really thought. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
What did she? Well, I guess she got capped for. She was playing in the youth system, since 2013. Looks like first Canada cap, maybe 2015. So, all right. She was 17. She was a baby. I just forget. I forget how young she is. Just because I guess in my brain, she's just been around so long. I'm so sorry, Jesse. I'm really sorry.
She's not sorry.
I am.
She does it all the time.
Yep. To her. Monster.
It just means that I sense a great maturity from her.
Mm. Just retire already, Jesse. Kristen's sick of you.
No. That is not fair. All right, let's move on from this. Just someone that we can, I was gonna say we can all agree that we don't like, but I actually don't know Duncan's feelings. I think he doesn't like it. Anyways, Brad Guzan is retiring at the end of the MLS
season.
Sure,
fuck that guy.
Season.
Yeah,
there
like,
we go.
Seriously, yeah. So punchable. Can't stand him.
Mm.
Just delighted to see him go. We don't have to see his ugly face anymore. We don't have to hear people talking about him. Delightful.
He looks like an evil henchman that nobody can figure out how he got so high up the hierarchy. Like, how are you third in command? You look like a buffoon. You look like somebody ties your shoes for you. How in the fuck are you this close to the boss? Honestly. Yeah. Bye, Brad. See ya.
So delighted.
Yep. Yeah, fuck off.
Yay.
Was he at the whip? He played in Britain. He was, was he with Austin Villa?
Villa.
Yeah.
Was that somebody else?
Yeah. No, it was him.
Middlesbrough? Did he play at Middlesbrough? Right. Yeah, whatever. Fuck him. Who cares? Move on.
So long, sucker. And then because. It is also MLS Decision Day this weekend. Not that we really care at all because we haven't really been paying attention. But if you do care, Eastern Conference matches are all at 6 on Saturday. Western Conference matches are all at 9. Now, I said Vancouver won the West. They're either going to be first or second. So they have to win or draw to keep the number one spot. San Diego, the annoying expansion team that's got, actual talent, apparently, could take it with a win. Who's San Diego playing on the last day? Portland. I have no idea if Portland are good this year or not. I don't really care. Charlotte, Pizza Rats, and Nashville Oh, all trying to get the number four spots and then get home field advantage. Go Nashville. Why not? Wild cards.
Hey.
Oh, pay attention. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Do I look up at the right time? No, not yet.
No, next pitch. Give it a while.
Okay. Yeah. And then wild cards. So apparently Colorado and or San Jose could potentially take spots away from FC Dallas, fuck them, and the dudes from Sexy Sandy. Oh! Nice.
Yeah.
And then in the East, let's see, the Tire Fire and the Crew. Fuck, we saved them so long ago. How much longer do they get to be successful? Orlando. Oh, so Orlando's going to be gunning for a win on Saturday. Mm. And then who cares what Zombie Chivas and Miami Vice get? Nobody. Oh, Miami Vice could still get the second spot, I guess. Lionel Messi is still probably going to get the golden boot. Boo earns. 26. But still punchable, yeah. But Buonga, who has been scoring in bunches, he's right behind him with 24 goals. And then another alliterative Sam Surridge. What is with this? Did the footballers of North America get together and be like, hey, do you have an alliterative? Yeah, Sam, do you like to score goals? Cool, let's talk. He's got 23.
SS, sort of fascist.
Well, that makes sense then. Very, very North American then, actually.
Yeah.
So. All right. So da da da. And we mentioned last week that the Union won. Do we want to just make a bold prediction about who's going to win the league now, or like who's going to win MLS Cup, or should we wait? Let's just wait. We'll see. We'll see what.
There's a long way before MLS Cup.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Never mind.
So there's only one spot. That is not firm. In the out of the 4,766 teams that make the playoffs, there's only one playoff spot that is not locked up. RSL and FC Dallas, so FC Dallas, fuck them, are at 41. RSL's at 40. They're in the playoffs right now. Colorado's at 40. San Jose is at 38. I would love to see San Jose leapfrog the shit out of everybody. I don't know if they can take all of them out, but if there's a reality where fuck FC Dallas and we'll say and Salt Lake.
Well, FC Dallas are playing the Whitecaps, and Whitecaps want that number one spot, so they'll be fired up as fuck.
Just drain them.
San Jose's playing Austin. Yeah.
I mean, Colorado's playing Zombie Chivas. Too much to lose.
And Portland's playing San Diego, so they're also interesting. Oh, not Portland.
The shuffle of who's in the playoffs and what spot, don't give a shit. I really don't. But making it is still semi-interesting, even if it's literally down to two fucking spots. Out of the entire fucking league. You let in so many teams. How's the final have so little drama? Oh, this league.
Yeah.
Just get relegation already, you sons of bitches.
Seriously, there's enough. The pyramid in North American football, or at least American football, is massive.
Oh my God. The first year they introduce relegation in this fucking thing is going to be this must see TV. I'm not leaving my house. I'm watching fucking everything. And then I'm going online to watch the tears and meltdown happen. You know how fucking glorious it will be. I don't even care which teams go down. The ones I like, few of them. The ones I hate, many of them. The gray mice, all of them. I don't care who goes down. It's just going to be brilliant to see, DC United, Sporting Kansas City, and LA Galaxy get booted down. I'm not even sure who's top of USL championship, but like I'm sure Indy 11's one of them, Pittsburgh. But like, oh my God, hook this all the way into my veins. Because this part of the season is so bland as fuck. Like I said, there's only one there's two playoff spots up for grabs with a bunch of teams I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
And the San Jose Earthquakes, who I low-key love. From back, like...
You love the San Jose Earthquakes?
I kind of do. Like when I say love, it's like, oh, you guys try so hard, but you're so shit.
And you said from back, are you like really back in the day? Like Di Rosario?
Exactly, Di Rosario.
I was going to say, it's the Diro of it all, isn't it?
Oh, like NASL Earthquakes or just like Wobolowski Earthquakes? Like,
No, that's
Earthquakes? Okay.
I did not NASL that hard as a child, mostly because I knew the blizzard and that was it. So
yeah, right. I know that was it too for me. I was like,
couldn't tell
draw
you shit.
Blizzard, yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, and they're playing somebody. it's the D-Row thing. But like, I check to see how San Jose is doing, and it's often badly. To see them being shit for the last couple seasons and somehow eke their ass into the final spots in the last game, like, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm definitely not watching this. But excitement, come on. And that's as much as I can care about this. Right.
Fair enough. But that's more than I'm caring.
Yeah. No. I'm here for some pissing off teams we don't like scenarios. So I'm good with that. That brings us to the last thing on our show, which is what's coming up. And we've already talked about all the decision days, but we are going to at least talk about TFC's last match of the season at home this Saturday at BMO Field against Orlando.
Talking about things that don't matter.
Yep.
Mm.
It doesn't, right? Like, it doesn't for Toronto, obviously. Orlando, it matters in, like, ranking or position stuff, but otherwise it doesn't matter. So it'll matter for Orlando. Toronto will be looking to, you know, again, as we've said, they've been decent down the stretch, you know, not losing for as many matches as they didn't lose and all those draws. Like, that is a good thing. It is still a good sign. It is a good building block. It would be nice to see them head into their very long off season on a positive, right?
Indeed. See, this is a home game? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be nice for local Orlando fan.
Will.
Yes.
Will, I hope you're going to the game. Have fun.
Have all the fun. Get all the points, too.
Mm.
Tell your friends. Yeah. Yeah. I am, like, this is... I'm at the same point with this as I am with the rest of decision day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, a game, I guess.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
It should,
other than Alonso Cuejo, it'll be the full team. The international players will all be back. So,
hey.
You know,
well, the lockers don't clean themselves out, Kristen. I mean,
well, exactly. Everyone needs to come back to get their crap. Otherwise, it's just going to sit there and it gets stinky.
And you don't want the Argos players going through there. They're a bunch of shitheads. I'm Ty Cat till I die. Oski wee wee motherfuckers. Anyway, aside from talking shit about the Argos, whatever. It's going through the motions. I assume the home shirt will be on half price. So,
oh, good point. Yes, everyone.
You want a community
Aaron,
shirt?
If you haven't bought something yet, this is your day to go shopping.
Get those weird shield pattern that obviously was not vetted by anybody who would remotely pay money for a fucking shirt. Yeah, go buy those.
The one that's going to be sort of out of commission next year. Get that one cheap. Yes.
Yeah. Just don't pay any more than like $80 for it. That's just, it wasn't worth $80 brand new. It's not worth $80 now, but like, I can still vet shirts. Like, I don't have to design them. I can just tell you they're bad. Like, we can do this. You guys don't even need me, but I want to be a part of it. yeah, whatever. I don't know. Player to, are we doing player to watch?
Yeah. It's so funny. I pulled up the player to watch list while you guys were talking, and I'm like scrolling through it going, who?
Thinking two guys with double digit skulls and
I
a three
know.
giant nine.
Who?
Tyrese Spicer.
Tyrese Spicer. I know. I was like, oh, right. The X-Red effect. Yeah. At least we have one this time.
With all 234 minutes played. Oh, he's
And
getting
a
subbed.
goal.
He's getting subbed for sure.
Oh, totally. For sure. But
We've done
again,
this. We've done the joke before, but I see Breckalo.
I.
Breck Shea at a Insane Clown Posse concert.
It's still good. A free man. Yeah, sure. Thorhalsson. Thorhalsson. I don't know. Palisic? Pasalic? Pasalic? How do you say his last name?
Yeah, Pasalic sounds right.
Because I can't tell with
Yeah.
the accent over the S what it's doing to it, but.
Oh, he's German. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure he's Croatian. Like, born in Germany, Croatian.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah. But.
Marco could be from anywhere, right?
Yeah, I know. I was just like, this isn't helping at all.
Pasalic.
Yeah.
Get a Prince
Ojeda,
of.
like Ojeda, Martin from Argentina. Martin Ojeda. Yes. Oh, thank you. You know what? Pronunciation guide. That was actually helpful, even though this one I knew because it's Spanish, so I'm fine, but he's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, they're
Like
the
16
funness is not in
goals.
this team for names.
No, but also I just
5'9", 130 pounds?
yeah,
Jesus.
that's what I mean. I was like, how is
The
he managing to score 16 goals and 15 assists? People, no one sees him? Like, what is happening?
I'll one up that thought process. How is he standing?
Yeah. I mean,
That's
presumably,
malnourishment is what we're talking about.
he's a professional athlete. Presumably, he's got some muscles and everything.
He's a
Muscles are
designated
heavy.
player. He can afford a
Oh,
sandwich.
you would think. Jesus. Like a stick figure
Yeah.
with just melons for legs.
I feel like he has to be my player to watch. I need to know how he manages.
Yeah,
Because
just,
that's
yeah.
like those
I'm just.
that's those are some impressive stats. Like all across.
Yeah, this is the
Like
first time.
that is
First time
huh.
ever a player to watch is because you're concerned for their safety and
I
health.
really am.
Like, no, guys,
What if
truth
Richie
is out.
doesn't like him? What if he pushes him too hard?
How in the fuck is this guy a professional player?
Oh man, but it is interesting in that I am serious as I look through the player list, realizing that I recognize almost none of these players. So just how far removed from MLS we are these days. Like it is fascinating at times where I'm confused that a player has moved to another team and it turns out it was like 3 seasons ago. But like it's rare to look through an entire, the stats list here, which is mostly, current roster with a few, non-roster players thrown in or players that have been traded or whatever, but still, and just be like, who? Almost the entire way. And that's really interesting. Anyway, score prediction.
Whatever, it doesn't count anymore. The whole draw thing ended.
Yeah.
2-0 Orlando. Sure.
Oh.
I'm gonna go 3-2 Orlando.
I'm gonna go 2-1 Toronto.
Woof.
Because why
Crazy.
not? I know, but why not? All right. Well, that is our show for this week. We will not be here next week, so please join us in 2 weeks, where we will see what happened on all of the various decision days, and we'll preview some NSL and CAMPL playoffs. We will talk about the XNT, and if anything, maybe maybe some teams will let go of players and stuff. Who knows? We'll find out. But yeah, join us again in two weeks where we will talk about all of those things and more. Maybe the Seagulls will do something else cool. Who knows? Maybe they'll accidentally join MLS. I don't know.
Vancouver FC is now qualified for the World Cup next year.
Well done. I mean, yeah. It feels plausible. You're joking, and yet they keep changing, you know, the quality, you know, how many teams. Oh, congratulations to Cabo Verde.
Yes, indeed.
Very exciting.
Yes and no. It's one of those things. Oh, that's delightful. It's great. And it's also, cooking 48 teams. This
exactly,
is
exactly because everybody qualifies. Yeah. Wait, is San Marino? San Marino still has a weird chance somehow. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
I'm not sure what some Faroe Islands do. Faroe Islands have been beating they beat the Czech Republic. They beat.
Oh, that's right. Czechia. Okay,
Faroe Islands are actually with a chance, which is fantastic.
That is delightful. I would love that. Quite frankly. All right. Again, that is our show for this week. Thank you, as always, to these two fine gentlemen for joining me. To be found on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Oh, hey. Oh, check out what's going to happen in a few minutes, Kristen.
Okay, thank you, Duncan. On the tweet machine, Kit Nerd Mark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Oh, hey. Thank you to everybody who listens to our podcast and supports us via Patreon. We absolutely appreciate it. Joining us for however many hours we decide to record each and every week. I don't know if any of you saw it, but Halifax Wanderers introduced a warm-up kit the last game of the season, which on the one hand, tragic that it's the last game of the season. On the other hand, it's fucking beautiful.
It is.
Inspired Micmac art on it. Not as superbly ornate as the West Coast ones, but still a fine, fine looking shirt. I put a link to references.
Does it have a sponsor on it still?
Not at all.
Okay, then I'm interested.
I mean, it's pretty, it's like for the most part, it's fairly ordinary, but all of the art is kind of along the bottom of the, like near the hem of the shirt, but it's mostly a white shirt, but it still looks pretty as fuck. And Campiel, you guys are sleeping on an entire fucking way of hosing me for shirt money, honestly.
Just 100%. Yeah,
like, just how has it only been two sides, honestly?
Yeah, hose again
me. Do the whole fucking league.
Yep. But yes, thank you, Mark, for bringing that up, because I forgot to. Excellent. As for me, you can find me on the internet, yes, the entire internet, at KZ Knowles. And until 2 weeks from now, Canada, get used to it.